Part 2.16. After breakfast, I still had time before meeting Sally at 2 o'clock, so I took a long walk. I kept thinking about the two nuns and their old straw basket they used to collect money. I imagine people like my aunt or Sally Hayes's mother doing charity work, but they wouldn't do it without looking fashionable. Those nuns didn't care about fancy lunches or appearances, which made me feel sad and thoughtful. I walked to All Broadway, wanting to find a record store open on Sunday to get a record for Phoebe.
It was called Little Shirley Beans, a hard-to-find record about a girl who wouldn't leave our house because she lost her front teeth. I thought Phoebe would love it. On the way, I saw a poor-looking family walking in front of me, a father, mother, and their little boy. The boy was walking along the street curb, singing, "If a body catch a body coming through the rye." His innocent singing made me feel better, less depressed. Broadway was crowded and messy. People were dressed up and rushing to the movies, which depressed me. I bought the record for Phoebe, and it made me happy.
Afterward, I considered calling Jane Gallagher, but hung up when her mother answered. I didn't feel like talking to her. I still needed theatre tickets for Sally and me, so I bought tickets for I Know My Love, a play with the Lunts. Sally loved sophisticated shows. I didn't care much for plays or actors, finding them phony, but I knew Sally would be impressed. I took a cab to the park to find Phoebe, even though it wasn't great weather. The park was damp, with nothing much happening, and it didn't feel like Christmas was coming.
I looked for Phoebe near the bandstand where she usually skated, but she wasn't there. I asked a girl if she knew Phoebe, and she said Phoebe might be at the museum. Realizing it was Sunday, Phoebe wouldn't be there with her class, I helped the girl tighten her skate, feeling nostalgic about holding a skate key. Despite it being Sunday, I walked to the Museum of Natural History, where Phoebe's class usually went. I remembered visiting the museum as a kid, always finding comfort in how everything stayed the same while I changed. When I reached the museum, I didn't want to go in.
If Phoebe were there, I might have, but she wasn't, so I caught a cab to the Biltmore, even though I wasn't excited about seeing Sally, but I'd made the date, so I went.